just for the sake of knowing what would happen, if there were some sort of an outbreak in an Abbotsford school, what would the response be if it did start spiraling?
We followed the directives of the provincial health office, or in this case, the Fraser Health Authority. If they said we need to close a school, we'd close a school. And it's interesting, I was involved in a meeting this morning involving some school district senior management team, and they're well prepared should that be the case. We're getting very good at online learning because we had a lot of practice in the spring. But, you know, our goal is to keep schools as open as long as possible. But if Fraser Health Authority says we need to close a school, we would be prepared to move education online for that group of students.
I was a student taking online courses, so I know what a lot of the challenges were for post-secondary students. But what are some of the challenges that you've been hearing elementary school and secondary school students are worried about right now?
Well, teachers are motivating, you know, especially in person. Being in person, they're very good at getting you to get the work done. I would suspect it's much more difficult to do that online, you know, get things done on time and so on. So, you know, I just think naturally that face-to-face learning is much more efficient, it's much more motivating, and people are more willing to do the work and do it well.
Some teachers are older and have health issues like diabetes, other things. If they feel that they're in at risk of getting this virus, are there protocols where they don't have to come to school that they can keep from home?
Absolutely. We would not put any of our staff at risk. If those people are compromised, there's a process that they have to follow to verify that that's the case. But if staff are health compromised, then they're not required. And we have a group of students that are home learning right now, and they would be involved with that group of students.
We're right now going through our second phase of this virus. If there's a third or a fourth, is the school board prepared to go on a full-out online teaching regimen?
Absolutely. You know, as I say, we thought we offered, you know, very good service when we were closed in the spring. And, you know, we still will feel that it's not the best way to educate most students. You know, in person is what's best. But of course, if schools are closed, we have an obligation. We take that our obligation to educate students very, very seriously. And we will find a way, and we have found a way, and we'll continue to find a way to educate kids, even if it has to be at home.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying this.
I have something timely I'd like to ask about. There's a recent conversation going on in Chilliwack with Barry Neufeld, who is a Chilliwack School Board trustee. He made a post on Facebook that received wide criticism from the students of the Chilliwack School District in particular, who asked for his removal for anti-LGBTQ+ sentiments in the post. This is an ongoing unfolding thing. We know so far that Neufeld has been censured, but nothing else for the time being. And as a trustee yourself, someone who's been involved with this sort of sector for a long time, what do you make of this situation first off and how it was handled?
Well, it's not for me to make that judgment. I have a personal opinion, and most certainly those are not words that I would use that he has used. And, you know, but it's not for me to make that judgment. I can make a personal judgment, most certainly, but it's not for me to make a judgment on behalf of the school board.
Are you interested in offering what your personal opinion is on it?
Do I believe in equity and in treating all students with respect and dignity? You bet. You know, equity is a huge part of what we believe in as a school board and as a school district. I haven't seen any examples where that would not have been the case as far as our Board of Education is concerned.
Yeah, that was my second question, is if a trustee were to do something like this, what would your response be on your board?
The good news is it hasn't happened. When it comes to our agreement around equity and treatment of students with respectfully and of all races and sexual orientation, we have a common agreement. And just because it's not something I think would ever happen, you know, with my colleagues, I won't guess as how I would respond to that.
Okay. Interesting. For the students who may be listening to this, if there's any young people listening to this, if they have any questions or concerns that they want to bring to the board, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Look on our school district website, Abbey Schools. you will see the list of the trustees. We do have a protocol that we would ask parents and students to follow. If they have a concern directly in their school, they should speak to their teacher, if they, you know, or speak to the administration, or speak to our senior management team. And if they still can't get a resolution, then speak to trustees. Now, that doesn't mean we wouldn't talk to people anyhow, but there's a protocol that we ask people to follow.
Yeah, when I was a student going to school in Delta, Surrey, that area, I didn't even know that the school board existed or was a resource that was available to me whatsoever. So I ask because I think if there's young people listening, they might be thinking, you know, what is the relevance to me here?
We're the governance body of education in Abbotsford. We most certainly listen to our constituents. I mean, if somebody wants to phone me, if I can't answer a question, I can direct them to where they can get that answer. Talk to their teacher first, even if it has to be through their parents. Talk to the administration at the school. Talk to senior management. And if they can't get resolution, then most certainly talk to trustees.
Okay.
When I went through it in the 80s and 90s, disabled students getting education, that was a new thing. Protocols were being set up. And I was getting the very best at that time. How do you think disabled students and their education has improved throughout the years?
I think our teachers are so much better trained in handling all different types of students that come into their classroom, way better than they were even not that many years ago. So I think it's a matter of training and it's a matter of belief that we need to do our very best to educate all kids at all times.
So, Stan, did you have anything that we didn't get to go over today that you thought was important to cover?
Well, we have a very, very proactive, positive, strategic plan. And I would encourage you to go on our site and check our strategic plan. It sets our direction for over the next 4 years. All indications that our students are doing quite well when we compare ourselves to other jurisdictions. So some good things are happening in Abbotsford. Talk to students. Talk to parents. I think most of them are quite pleased with what's going on in our schools.
Well, glad to hear it. And thanks so much for being on.
Thank you and Happy New Year.
Take care.